The Money Show. The Markets.
Not long ago, as I make my point, Arthur Karras at the Old Mutual Investment Group, and not long ago that you would have paid 175 Rand a share for an Anglo Platinum share. I mean, probably a couple of years, but still, the dividend flow is extraordinary.
Absolutely, and the thing to point out here is that it's more than 10% for the dividend paid at the interim. So that's just the half-year yield. You've still got the dividend for the second half of the year to come, which will give you your yield for the full year. But yes, dramatic turnaround over the last 2 years for the platinum companies.
Well, and they're doing very well, and they're making a massive contribution as well to the fiscus. It's surprising on a day like today that the market was practically flat by the end of trade. The Chinese government announcing curbs, including banning companies that teach the school curricula for making a profit. Now, Prosus and Naspers have got investments in the educational technology sector. Today they got bludgeoned. I mean, both Naspers and Prosus down about 8%.
The investment that Prosus and Naspers have in EdTech is pretty much all outside of China, so that wouldn't have been affected for this. This regulation is really aimed at preventing people from making a business out of tutoring school, high school and primary school students. So it's effectively at the stroke of a pen said these are no longer for-profit businesses. And it saw the share prices of the companies involved was fall some 70% in one day. So most of the big Chinese tech conglomerates, Tencent being one, and have some investment there. But this is just a part of a steady flow of regulatory information. So the other thing that happened on the day is that the government has also said that Tencent Music may not do any offshore international acquisitions of music providers. Those that it has done, it needs to unwind. It removed a whole lot of restrictions in terms of exclusive deals for music companies, and it expressly forbade Tencent from assisting Tencent Music, two separate companies, from becoming the number one player in the sector again. So it's a stream of ongoing regulatory attempts that we've seen from the Chinese government to limit the dominance of these companies across various industry sectors. And I think that is what the market is really coming to grips with now.
And, I mean, from an investment point of view, does the investment case for Naspers and Tencent then still hold, considering so much of the future was being priced on the huge business opportunity emanating from China and the rest of the world?
So I would say that regulation has probably been at the top or close to the top of our list when looking at the entire tech space. So that would include looking at the developed world tech companies like Amazon, Facebook, all facing increased regulatory scrutiny across a number of different things. The tax accord that the G7 is trying to reach, that's one of those elements. But everyone's looking at these companies saying they pretty much came out of nowhere. We don't have rules to govern how they behave. So the regulatory burden on these companies is set to get steadily higher. When it comes to the Chinese companies, and specifically Tencent, it appears to have an additional impetus behind it because the Communist Party doesn't want anyone else to gain the kind of broad sweeping power that they have to influence people. So I think that started a few years ago. If you remember, there was they passed regulations limiting the amount of hours that young people could play computer games. But the really big shock came through last year when we saw the Chinese government just slapping down Alibaba, saying you may not list this company, you have to fulfill all these rules, you simply have to get in line. And while Tencent has much better relationship with the government, they certainly are not going to escape from this.
Okay, really interesting on that particular front. Tiger Brands sort of weighing up whether or not it can release its cans, its recalled cans back to market once it proves that they're safe for consumption. That's a little bit uncomfortable, but not deathly. What could be deathly for many players in the liquor industry is lockdown after lockdown and ban after ban after ban. I wonder whether or not you're concerned at all for the sector.
Very much so. I think every additional lockdown puts businesses at risk. I would say the larger ones are in a better position to try and manage their way through this. I think it's just the smaller businesses that are a worry. And while those businesses aren't listed, they do rely on you know, larger companies to supply them, to fund them, and they form part of the overall ecosystem, the whole food and beverage market. So definitely the ongoing on and off there is bad for them. It's also it's also affected some of the packaging companies, especially those that run like glass furnaces, where those things cannot be turned on and off. So it's had a negative impact on a whole bunch of industries. And I think that that notwithstanding that lockdown for now looks to be over, I think the impact on companies' balance sheets and the like will still have an impact for a while.
Thank you, Arthur Karras, Portfolio Manager of Macro Solutions at the Old Mutual Investment.